Thank you for joining us. And now we want to talk to you about our God-centered concept discipleship series that we have been promoting for a very long time on this show. Here is the book, Victory in Seven by T.S. Wright, the God-centered concept discipleship series that teaches you what real discipleship looks like. This first book will simply get into the foundational process. Make sure you go to Amazon.com and order your copy right now.
Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth, discipleship, and the calling of spreading revival. Now your host, T.S. Wright.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads. I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I'm so glad you could join us today. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that follow and subscribe button. Give us a quick like, as that helps us to continue to bring you the great content that you have grown to love. And today we have a great guest with us, and she is going to talk about some really interesting things. She's going to talk about obedience. She can give you a little bit of a journey and what it's like working in the world of writing and being an author and publishing and all of those fun things. So without further ado, let's welcome Mimi Mulgeta. Mimi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so good to be here, T.S. Wright.
Hey, and it's great to have you on the show. And you know what? Let's just kick this off right. And, you know, Mimi, what I like to do is to just want to start off with, you talk to our audience about exactly, you know, what is your journey that has led you to dive into this kind of work? How has God, you know, how has he, you know, pointed your compass at heading this direction and serving him in this way?
Yeah, for sure. I would like to be mindful of timing, so I'm going to share a little bit about my testimony and give you like the shorter version, but it's still really, really good.
Awesome.
I rededicated my life to the Lord in 2023. And I knew at the time that after I rededicated my life that God wanted to use me, but not on the pulpit. In a creative way, I knew that I was meant to serve his kingdom. And so I kept asking God, God, give me creative ideas. Show me what you want me to do. And it was a longstanding prayer for about a year. And so after that, I ended up being in a position where there was some things going on with my job, and it was very frustrating. And it was a company that I had worked with for about 15 years. So, you know, I was working in the finance industry, and it wasn't something I always aspired to work in, but it was something that I was really good at. And so while I was in that frustrated state, the Lord told me to write a book, and I ignored what he said. And I was grossly disobedient for 2 whole months. Finally, I prayed one prayer at night, and I asked the Lord, please guide me. I know you want me to do something for you. I just don't know what it is. I ended up having a dream. And in this dream, a woman came up to me and told me to write a book. And so I woke up at 3 a.m. in the morning, wrote my introduction, and I told the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I don't know what you want me to write about, but I am going to go ahead and write this book. And for 14 days straight, the Holy Spirit just gave me topics to write. And after the 30th chapter, the Lord told me my ministry had started. I had no idea what that was. And so I sort of ignored it and kept moving in my life. And about a month and a half later, I went to a women's conference. And in that women's conference, the last day, the speaker said, we need to sacrifice something. The Lord is calling us to sacrifice. And I said, oh man, I don't have much money, but Lord, I guess I could sacrifice my time. The Holy Spirit told me no. Then I said, okay, well, I'll sacrifice all the money I have in my account. And the Holy Spirit said no. And then I said, well, Holy Spirit, what do you want from me? You know, at this point, I was just like, I'll do whatever. And the Holy Spirit said, I want you to sacrifice your son. And to put things in perspective, my son has been the reason why I live. Like he was my idol at that time. Not unknowingly, I made him an idol in my life. So when he asked me to sacrifice my son, I just said to myself, like, I started crying as if he was asking me to cut off my right arm. Not like even connecting the dots that sacrificing my son is just giving him, surrendering him to the Lord, and the Lord got him. It was something else, something deeper to me. But eventually I said, okay, you can have my son. The following day, I woke up that Monday morning, standing in front of my closet, and I just said in my heart, I'm so tired of this job, Lord, please give me creative ideas. And then the Holy Spirit gave me a 10-year download to this business. And this 10-year download was so intense. And it was only like about 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes of information, but it was so intense that I had to sit down and say, okay, this is a lot. You want me to start a publishing company, and I have absolutely no experience in publishing. And although I've had multiple businesses prior to this publishing company, and I've worked with small businesses in my entire career, I just said, okay, Lord, if you want me to do this, I'll go ahead and do it. And I said, I'll work this full-time job while I'm doing this, while I'm building this publishing company. Well, God had other plans for me, because 5 days later, I get fired from my job. And then
now you really got to trust him.
Right, exactly. Now, let me tell you something about us humans. We don't want to accept what the Lord eventually wants us to do. So what I said is, okay, Lord, I will still faithfully start this publishing company, but I'll look for other jobs so that I can have something to supplement my income.
Oh, yeah.
Every single company I applied to, doors were being closed. I mean, supernaturally, because the experience I have should have opened up multiple doors for me. And I just said, I surrender. I give this to you. I lay this at your feet, and I'm going to move forward with this publishing company. Yep. So that's how I got into it. And I've been faithfully doing it. We're now hitting the 1-year mark, and it has not been easy. Being obedient is a daily decision every day of your life, especially when God has taken away all other options, where you cannot rely on yourself anymore, where you have no choice but to rely on him. Man, for someone that is controlling and likes to know what's the next step and the next 10 steps, this has been a journey, but it's been very rewarding, and it's brought me a lot of peace and joy. So yeah.
God is just teaching you how he wants, basically he's teaching you how to be used by him. That's what he's doing.
Yes. Yeah.
I've been in ministry for 33 years. And of course I'm also a high school teacher, and now I know that pull, trying to do both. And, yeah. I kind of feel the Lord maybe doing some of that to me right now. And so we're getting that. And it's not the easiest part, but my wife and I are praying about it and to exact how the directions are going to go. And I feel you. I mean, hey, I completely understand that pull, yeah. And kind of wanting that foot in the world to kind of, to hold you steady. And sometimes God wants us on the roller coaster. Like you don't want to quite get in that seat. You look at it and you get in line, but you're not really wanting to get in that seat and put that strap on and say, oh, here we go.
Listen, I hate roller coasters.
Exactly. And God knows that, yeah. He knows. So, but mm-hmm. He also knows he can't fully utilize us if we don't do it the way he does. So I love your story. I mean, that's awesome. I think that, it's such a demonstration of how God works. It truly is. So Mimi, let's kind of jump into this whole obedience thing. I mean, you understand what being an author's like, you understand publishing, and you've learned all this, but it's not really about being an author, and it's not really about publishing, is it?
No, it's absolutely not. No.
I'm just going to let you take it from there, because I think you know where to take this.
Yeah. One of the things I've had to learn during this journey is that we do not have the same perspective as God does, right?
No, we don't.
It's really annoying sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, because I just don't see what he sees. And I'll share this, when I eventually settled into, okay, I want to move forward and run this publishing, start this publishing company. I had to co-lead this with him, right? Everything I did, I couldn't think in the worldly way of how to start a business. I had to think in the Lord's way. And right. God was just giving me just complete downloads. Okay, do you want me to have this logo? Do you not want me to have this logo? Everything I did, I ran it by God first, right? The Lord. And eventually, after a while, once the business was somewhat established, I stopped hearing from him. And I like to call this the wilderness stage, you know, when, you know, the Israelites went and left Egypt and then had to sort of work on their character. So they were stuck in that wilderness stage for a very long time, 40 years, you know, God willing, I will not be in that stage for 40 years, but that wilderness stage. And I have found, because I also have a podcast and my podcast is only about obedience. Amen. Every single person who has been called to make this big step, this big yes, knowing that they were called from the Lord to do something that changed the trajectory of their life, they go through this wilderness stage. And this wilderness stage is walking through the shadow of the valley of death, right? Where you know he's with you, but you don't see him as much as you hope to. You don't hear him as much as you hope to. And you just, you know, you have to stand on his word. Well, that is probably the hardest stage to be in when God calls you to be obedient. So that's the area that I would really love to share with everyone. You know, many are called, right? We all are called for a specific purpose. And the assumption is that when we are called to this purpose, that God is going to take care of everything. And unfortunately, iron sharpens iron, right? So sometimes things have to be a little bit tough for us during that stage, because wherever God has you, wherever God is looking to take you, is bigger than who you are, right? And mm-hmm. who you are at this time. So he's building and fashioning your character, right? So my first step of obedience was writing the book. I had no perspective on that. I didn't know what writing the book was meant for. I didn't know that God wanted me to go through the process of understanding how to publish the book, working with multiple publishers and trying to figure out what the best route is and learning how that process works, to only understand what it feels like to be in that seat. So when he wanted me to start this publishing company, now I know what authors feel. Yeah. Now I can relate to them and I have empathy for them because I know what it felt like to have to try to find someone to publish my book. You know, I didn't have that perspective at that time. And then fast forward, when it came to really me building out this business in a way where I was meant to market this company, I thought I should just put out ads and talk to a marketing agency and get my name out there. And God had other plans and I didn't have perspective then. I didn't realize that God wanted me to be still. And that was in my wilderness stage. And being still meant things were going to come to me, that I was going to attract the clients. It wasn't that I had to look for it, because when you do something for God and from God, he accelerates you. But I didn't have perspective then. So I thought, because I'm not doing anything, nothing is going to be moving. So I've learned a lot about perspective, and I've learned that being obedient doesn't necessarily mean being blindly obedient, but understanding that the one who does have perspective is bigger and greater and can see 100 steps ahead and knows why he's telling you to do it. So it's better that you just step in and do it and stop wasting time, because I waste a lot of time. I'll hear what the Lord has to say to me and I'll say, okay, God, no problem. And then I'll still do what I think is right. And when I realize nothing is moving, I'm like, all right, I surrender. And it's getting easier and easier as time goes by, for sure. But that beginning stage and really that middle stage is probably the biggest learning lesson. I would love for anyone who's being called to be obedient to learn from my mistakes. Just say yes from the beginning. Don't waste your time, you know.
Amen. Yeah. All I can say to that is amen. So, you know, that obedience thing, you know, a lot of the people here on the show, they know my story, at least part of it. And they know that in 03, 04, the Lord gave me a visions. He gave me a series of visions. And then it wasn't until 2016, he called me to start writing. 2019, he gave me more visions. And what was funny is, though, when you bring that up, is that I thought I was supposed to get this stuff published. And I tried to get it published, and the Lord finally just came over me and said, "What are you doing? I haven't asked you to publish. You got more to do first."
That's
and
good.
So, and then after the visions in 2020, and then it was kind of funny during COVID, I had a lot of, time. The way class schedules were working and the way we were doing stuff, they're just, you didn't have as much contact with kids, and I was doing a lot of online stuff. So I actually had a little more time. And about a year and a half to 2 years. And I spent a lot of time diving into different topics that the Lord wanted me to do. I mean, things he wanted me to embrace and to really take in. And so the discipleship that I lead now comes out of obedience of doing all that. And it really taught me how he wanted me to disciple people and what real discipleship looks like. And now our movement is starting to take off. And in 2023, he called me to start podcasting, and I got connected with Pastor Bob. And the next thing you know, here in 2025, I got two podcasts. Now I have a TV show and books getting ready in the middle of editing and publishing. And I mean, I've got all kinds of stuff. So that obedience thing, yeah, I get it. And it's hard.
It is.
The waiting is the toughest part. But then, so what I always say is this, it's not just the calling, but it's the when, the where, the how, the why. God wants every detail, and he wants control of every detail.
Yep.
And until you are ready to give all that up, he'll keep working in that obedience category to get you shaped. So you'll do it all his way, not just part, but all. And it has to be all. So I want to also talk a little bit about you running your podcast. That up a little bit. Yeah.
In all honesty, when the Lord told me to start podcasting, I at first was a guest on multiple people's podcasts, and I hate speaking. I know this is but I actually do, like, you know, of course it's the number one fear in, you know, with humans, but public speaking, but for me it used to terrify me.
Hey, by the way, you don't look terrified now.
I'm talking about God. I can't be terrified when I'm talking about God, but if you ask me anything else, but yeah, so he told me to jump on some people's podcasts and get comfortable with that. And it was terrifying for a very long time. And finally, probably after my 50th podcast, I got comfortable. And so kept doing it. And then the Holy Spirit told me, I want you to start a podcast. And I really just didn't want to do it. And I'm telling you, to be honest with you, I did not.
Hey, that's called rolling up your sleeves and getting down in there and getting after it.
Right. And for a while I was dragging my feet until people that I was on their podcast, and people would say after, you know, after, during, once we stopped recording, they're like, you should have your own podcast. And it was happening so frequently. And I was like, God, I hear you, but I have a lot on my plate right now. So you know what God did? He started taking things off of my plate. He stopped.
Of course he does. He said, no, you got plenty of time now. Anything else you need me to do?
Yeah, exactly. So be careful. Be careful what you say, because I'm sure God will answer those prayers. And so he took those things off my plate. And I said, you know what? In one day, I thought I needed a podcast mentor because I didn't know what I was doing. And I went ahead and moved forward with starting. It's called Called and Courageous. And it's really meant for people who are called and just sharing their story of walking in courage towards what God has called them to. But this season is just solely on obedience. And it wasn't even a topic that really came to mind. It was something that the Holy Spirit just kept telling me, like, you need to see. I don't know if it was for me or for others, but I know that every person that has been a guest on my show has been a blessing to me, speaking towards whatever I'm experiencing at that exact moment. Wow. So it's such a powerful, it's been such a powerful tool and opportunity for me to be able to see behind the curtain of other people's lives and understand really what obedience looks like. And it's just, it's gotten so many people that has reached out to me and talked about how it's been a blessing, because I think the hardest step is the first step, right? Saying yes to the Lord the first time is so difficult for many people because of the unknown, because they don't know what's going to happen, because God only wants to give you the first step because he wants to see that you can be obedient in the little things, right? And so I wanted to give people the opportunity to see what it looks like behind the curtain. And I'm not going to lie, if I was fearful about being obedient, I am not sure if my podcast would give them more confidence, because a lot of the stories always start out shaky, you know, and then it turns out to be amazing, right? But that shakiness would scare anybody, you know, until they're actually in it. So it's been an amazing experience and an amazing journey. And we have shows already recorded all the way up to the new year, so we're all set. Super excited to see how well it ministers to others.
Amen, amen. How many times do you air per week?
So right now I have a guest once a week, and then myself the other on Thursday. So it's technically two times a week.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But it's not awesome. Easy. I have a lot of respect for podcasters now, for sure. It looks easy being a guest, but man, for you to have two podcasts.
Yeah,
we
have two, and then we have I have a TV show as well, and then discipleship groups, and we're getting ready to start our grassroots movement here very soon. I'm hoping to launch here in the next week or two. I was hoping this last week, but I'm not quite there yet. So I'm putting a pamphlet together. It's really like a 7-lesson study called The Gospel Is. And that's it. It's just called The Gospel Is. I was able, you know, it's funny. I was able to find the domain name and buy it, thegospelis.com. I cannot believe that was there.
That's amazing.
So I now have thegospelis.com. We haven't put anything on it, so don't be jumping on thegospelis.com. Yeah. It's going to be under construction at this point. But it's kind of the prelude into the God Center Concept Discipleship Series. And so it's a part of it. And it'll be a 7-lesson series to get people really ingrained into the understanding of what real discipleship is. Yeah. So.
And I feel like real discipleship is lost.
It is.
I go to a mega church, and sometimes I feel completely out of touch with the church because I don't have a group within the church or anything like that. It's an amazing church. I love the church, but it's not the same from when I grew up in a smaller church and I had a youth pastor and he would disciple us. It's very different now. So
yes, it is. It's amazing. Yeah. It's unfortunately that's been lost, and it's an art that's been lost. And the Lord has called me to start going around, and as he says, I want you to start sparking revival. I'm like, Lord, I mean, at the time when he called me and said, hey, you're going to reach over 1 billion for me, I went, I'm reaching 3, Lord. Are you kidding me? A billion? I'm reaching 3 people.
What? That's amazing, though.
So, I mean, you know, but he said, no, you just keep going.
Yeah.
You got a little learning to do, but we're going to get there. I'm just like, just keep going. And, yeah. And anytime I've felt frustrated, kind of it'll be interesting. You just keep going.
So you're living out the Abraham story, right? You don't see it, but it's there. Look up to the stars, right?
Exactly. Amen.
It's interesting. Like just last week, I was speaking to someone about how they feel like we're not living out the Great Commission, you know, and that's what you're doing is the Great Commission. And it's actually beautiful to see that someone is out here doing that. And I really do commend you, because it is going to be powerful for sure.
Amen. And our goal is to eventually get an online course set up. And then we want to travel to places that are really listening to the podcast. And we want to get discipleship groups going. Like some organizations plant churches. Our goal now is to go and plant disciples.
In different areas of
of the United States and then the world. Yep. And then the world. So we actually have a massive following here in London, England.
Do you?
We do. So, yeah.
Wow.
So you're going to be, there's going to be some people from London downloading this show, listening to you.
That's amazing. Yeah.
We have 82 countries listening to the show. So,
okay. Wow. How long have you had this podcast for?
Kingdom Crossroads has been going for over 7 years. I've had it since July. And then I was doing the God Center Concept since April of 2023. So between the two, we've got 82 countries listening to both. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. What a blessing.
Yeah.
That so is such a blessing.
It's amazing. Yeah. The Lord just, you know what? It's His. It's to His glory. Whatever He chooses to do with it is up to Him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful. And the fact that, to me, like, it's amazing how to see the things that God is already moving in what He's calling you to do. And you're not doing this full time. You actually have another job.
I do. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
So we're, yeah, I'm, you know, I take naps every once in a while.
That is amazing. So this is the step that you're deciding on whether you need to take.
Yeah.
This full time. Wow. Yep.
And we just need to be in a position financially to do it. And, yeah. You know, it could be the Lord pushing me out the door and say, okay, I'll provide as you go.
Yes.
And that's always a hard thing, you know.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to provide as you go. We're not going to worry about those steps, right? We're not going to worry about those things right now.
And remember, He takes care of all your needs.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between needs and wants. So,
and He's revealed, like, He's literally revealed what and how much He's going to give me. Mm-hmm. So I already know all that. I mean, He said it's coming, and He said you'll know it. And He said, wow. I'll make sure that's here. But He said that's it's going to be more than you need.
Amen.
But He said that you know, you're going to be using it in so many different ways. You know. And it doesn't belong to me anyway, is the way I look at it. Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, and I know for you, you when you follow in obedience, you know it doesn't belong to you.
None of it. I was pretty much giving my business away for free. Someone had to step in, and I definitely think it came from God. It was a business mentor that is like called to the marketplace. She's a minister, and she was like, "You're literally doing the work for free." And I was like, yeah. Yeah, because it's not my business, it's God's business. And she was like, how do you expect to help more people if you're not retaining a certain amount of money? You know what I mean? To be right. able to open up those doors. And I was like, okay. And it was hard. It was hard to do that for me. Even to increase my prices was very difficult. So
yeah.
I'm so excited for you. I'm gonna pray for acceleration, you know, Amen. And for clarity of when it's time to push that button for you, TS, right? Because it's a journey.
It is. It definitely is. And so we know that, hey, but we know He's in control, and it's about Him, and as you are living testament to.
Yes.
So Mimi, talk to us a little bit, and then as we wrap up here, and I wish we could do this for 3 hours and have this conversation, and I would love to do that. However, people are eventually going to have to turn the show off and go, you know, take care of responsibilities.
Sure.
Why don't you tell us how somebody can get, you know, touch with books, publishing, podcast, all those things that you have for us?
Yeah. If you are interested in writing a book or getting a book published or just need help in that process, we're happy to help. You could just go to www.the1andonlypublishing.com. If you would like to hear the podcast, it's on YouTube called Called and Courageous. And it's on every platform that you probably listen to, just type in Called and Courageous. So yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And you know, first of all, I just want to say, Mimi, thank you for coming on the show. This has been, I love your testimony. I love your story. And I think our listeners are probably very appreciative of this story and you just have an easy way of relating to people. So, and I'm glad you jumped into the podcasting pool because I just like your message. I think you got a great message, and I encourage you to continue to do that as the Lord directs you, as He directs you. So, well, you know, this is pretty much all the time we have. I just want to thank our Kingdom Crossroads community for being so loyal to us. And thank you for all the support that you give us. And thank you for, you know, doing all the things that you do as an audience. As we continue to bring you more of this content, make sure, again, you hit that follow, subscribe button, give us a like, as that helps us continue to do so. On behalf of myself and Mimi, I am T.S. Wright. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin. Thank you for listening to today's show. And we just want to give a big shout out to the entire country of Brazil, as we have had a lot of downloads from all kinds of different regions in Brazil, not only Sao Paulo, but across the entire nation. And we just want to thank you guys for tuning into our show and being such big supporters. And we just pray that you guys are not only being impacted by our show, but are going to be impacted by the spreading of the gospel, and that Jesus Christ is going to impact your nation in every possible way. And we just pray for you guys and pray that evangelism and discipleship will be a big part of not only what's happening there now, but what is to come. And we just pray for you guys, and we encourage you to continue to spread the information about our show and continue to help us get more supporters in Brazil. And we would love an opportunity at some point to come and visit your country and be able to share our podcast and be able to do it live from Brazil. So without further ado, I just want to say thank you, and we pray for you. And we pray for the spreading of the gospel throughout Brazil. And we thank you for your support. God bless every one of you.